I'm Jessica Lahr, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com on July 24th, 2019. We're live inside the FingerLakes1.com studios, where I'm joined by Sydney Rogers, Jim Sinacropi, and our special guest, Geneva Bid Director Mark Palmieri. But first, before we meet him, today's show is sponsored and brought to you by Woody's Bar and Grill inside the Waterloo Quality Inn, where every Wednesday is a $15 prime rib dinner night. So that sounds like quite the deal, and it sounds delicious.
I'm going to say, I'm going to salad and some bread with that for $15.
Yes. Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't go wrong with that. Prime rib's probably one of my favorite foods.
Same.
So I'm going to have to try it out. But welcome, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. We're so excited. So given the chance, we're again happy to be here. It's our 20th, and so it's even extra reason to shout it out.
Yes, it's the 20th anniversary of Cruisin' Night this Friday in Geneva, New York.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe it when he said that.
I know.
I know.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long. I remember the first one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. 20 years ago.
And it pretty much had great traction right off the start.
Yes.
And everybody loved it, and it's just grown, and it's become
a
staple of summer.
It is. Oh, it is, for sure. Yeah. I'm always bummed when I don't put it in my calendar, and then I book something, and then, it's Cruisin' Night.
So remember, it's the last Friday of July.
That's
a better way to remember it.
Every year.
That is a good way to remember.
So put that in there, and yep.
Okay. Well, can you fill us in on the details?
It's very exciting, and there's some new things going on, and we've expanded a little bit. For example, on Lower Castle Street, we've opened that up so that we accommodate more cars. As was mentioned by Jim a little while ago, the first one had a few cars on the street, and now we anticipate we could have at least 230, maybe up to 250 cars.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we expanded the street to accommodate that. But in addition, Lake City Hobby with Wes Grieco is going to have radio-controlled cars. Those tracks, they're kind of large size. They're kind of cool, so we're going to have that's from 5 to 7. We have a belly dancer that will be on the...
Ooh.
Yes, going to have a belly dancer. And we have over 20 food vendors and 30 general vendors. So there's things to eat, buy, and just enjoy.
The perfect weather on tap, too.
It looks like... You know, I try to refrain from looking at that weather app, but
I go there.
And now it looks good, so I don't mind hitting it again.
Yes. Oh, good.
That's
awesome. And you can't go wrong just being in downtown Geneva. Geneva in the past 20 years has changed so much.
I know. We could talk just about that.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of new places, and people just love to eat down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a lot of retail, too. And so, you know, you want to balance it all out, and we got pretty much it all.
So our area businesses, our downtown businesses, doing things special on Cruisin' Night? Like, how do they get involved? You mentioned Lake City Hobby.
Right.
Anybody else?
Well, a lot of the establishments will be open. I mean, we have three beer trailers with domestic and some craft beer, but all of the restaurants are going to be open. In fact, I want to highlight Beef and Brew this past week was awarded one of the 10 best steaks in New York State.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to have a great meal, you can head there. And then there's other places, of course.
Congrats, Beef and Brew. And I love their beef stew. It's so good.
I like the chicken pot pie. But I'll eat the steak now. I got to try that steak.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't think I've actually tried the steak there. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
What bands are playing?
We got a lot of bands. On Exchange Street, from 5 to 7, we've got Agonal Rhythm.
Oh, okay.
A local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 10 on Exchange Street will be Darwin.
Okay.
And on Castle Street, 5 to 7, Cry to the Blind, which has a big following.
Oh, yeah.
And from 8 to 10 on Castle, Smooth Groovy.
Nice.
And our Main Street, which people just love to dance to Ruby Shoes, will be Ruby Shoes from 6 to 10 on our Main Street, main stage at Seneca Street.
That's awesome. Yeah. So many options.
Truly.
Yeah, it's a type of event where you show up whenever you want to show up. You stroll around, and you just kind of enjoy the summer and enjoy everything Geneva has to offer.
Yes.
Yeah, it was mentioned. I mean, I was amazed. I've been doing this job for a little over 2 years, and I started getting calls like the week I came, when is Cruisin' Night? And I'd remind them, but people plan their vacations and come up, and they make a whole thing out of it.
Wow.
And we get places. We just got an entry for a vehicle from Kansas, a 49 Mercury.
Gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's...
That's what I was going to ask. Is it all out-of-town people? Do we have local people that bring
mostly
the cars
local,
out?
But, okay. It, you know, we get those unique ones, and this was a unique one.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Quite the awesome. Travel for that.
Yeah, really.
And how are you guys with staffing and getting people to work?
We really could use volunteers. And
oh, yeah,
actually, talking to some other events, volunteers is an issue. I know people are strained and doing a lot.
Yeah.
But if they want to contact our office, they can at 315-789-0102.
Okay.
We have a new website, which I actually encourage people. It's neat. There's a drone site, a drone video on it, and it's really neat to look at. And in addition, you could sign up either a vehicle for a vendor and as a volunteer. If you go onto the site and look at events and click on Cruising Night, mm-hmm. There's a list of sites you could – or. Printable PDFs and you could fillable PDFs and you could fill those out and send them right back to us. So any issues you can contact our
What's
office.
What's the website?
Okay. It's www.genevanybid.com.
Nice.
Okay.
And how late do you keep those open, like for car entries for people to
They can actually the oh, day yeah, of the event they could come. They could
oh,
come
wow.
the day of the
oh.
event. Yeah, and that's why we are glad to open some more space.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They can come the day of the event, and of course, it's first come, first serve. So,
okay.
You know, we encourage you to come early, register, and if you're already registered, we'll help you set up in the spot.
Awesome.
What time do they stop? They shut downtown people coming through.
Yeah, the streets start closed in the afternoon. I think by 3, that's the case.
Okay.
And actually, because of Castle Street, we're going to close off by Lake Street, actually.
Oh.
And so that it's going to be, I mean, people could come through there, and there's Bradford behind it, but Lake Street is going to be cut off, so we're going to have some police support and directing traffic there. But that's because of our expansion.
Yeah.
And maybe next year we expand all the way down. We have that nice Bicentennial Park on Lake Street, and
yes,
maybe we'll go all the
beautiful.
Way down in the future.
Wow.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Geneva has been such a up-and-comer over the past decade in terms of, if you can call it revitalization, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But so many new businesses and so many new restaurants and taverns. And what's the BID's role in kind of helping that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, our main job is beautification and safety and keeping it attractive. For example, our hanging baskets are ours for the city. So the bid does that. There's 80 hanging baskets. And by the way, we tried something new this year. We've got 10 self-watering hanging baskets.
Oh,
if
perfect.
You go downtown, you'll notice them. They're really incredible. They're overflowing. But the purpose is to keep them more hydrated and they grow. So it's less work and it's also a more robust, healthier plant. You'll see some and you'll spot them right away. So we do things like that. We also promote local businesses, actually not for competition, but we do a radio spot at GVA. Mm-hmm. If there's a new business, we post them on our website. The bid also works with the city for grants. There was a series of grants awarded. We are involved in that.
Yes.
So we try to do that. People call me, they think we have loans or grants. We don't ourselves. We could point them, we could help them, and when the time is up for grants, we'll advocate for them.
Yeah, and
awesome.
Where do you get your funding from to operate?
Good question. So people ask, how is the bid like different than the chamber or whatever? But the bid is funded through an assessment of the local owners in the bid area. So with that assessment, the bid is funded, and our two maintenance trucks and our maintenance people, the baskets, the Christmas and holiday decorations are ours. So that's the main source. And then our events, and then the city contributes some as well.
That's interesting because I think a lot of people might confuse it with being more of a traditional economic development agency.
It's not. Yeah. In fact, people ask me, how do you be a member, like a new business? You're automatically defaulted a membership in the bid, unlike the chamber, which is a membership based. But if you're in the area, you're a member of bid, and we provide services, mostly, as I said, beautifications.
But it's that main district, that downtown district, so if you go up on 5 and 20, that's not part of
it. It's not. It's 18 and a half acres in the heart of the city is the bid.
Hmm.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
awesome.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job because we love
talking. Well, we want to get this word out.
Yeah.
Actually, our bid board had a retreat recently, and communication is a main issue, and we're going to address that by our new website and getting out and doing things.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's several times, you know, all 12 months of the year, we just head up to Geneva, and sometimes we have a reservation somewhere, sometimes we don't, and it's always just a nice night.
Yeah.
A nice night out, for sure.
Yeah,
it is.
So you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Keep trying. Keep trying.
It's beautiful. All right, well, are you going to stay and look at the photos?
Oh, yeah, I got some more things to talk. I mean,
there's more. Okay, so let's take a look at our photos. We get photos sent in each week, then we pick out your favorite and save it till the end, and then we'll vote and see who's we like the most.
Okay. Yes, try and remember as
first
best you can.
Yes, a shot of the historic Big Sodus Lighthouse. This photo is by John Gremlich.
That's nice and different. We don't usually get that type of lighthouse from Sodus. We usually get that.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Another shot from Sodus, this one of the point and a gorgeous view in midsummer. This shot is also by John Gremlich.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yes. Oh, I love that with the pop of red on the wheel and
lighthouse shot.
Yeah. You don't get one from that angle.
From the start of the pier, so
yes.
It's a different angle, but
Beautiful perspective, yeah. All right, Billy Brinkerhoff, shared this photo with us. A beautiful scene in the heart of the Finger Lakes.
Summer, love it. For a minute, it made me think of The Lion King.
Yes,
I don't know
you're right.
Why.
You're right. I see what you're
looks
saying.
Looks hot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Love it. And this shot by Rachel Burkholder is vintage summer in the Finger Lakes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Every night. Great sunsets.
Love that.
Love, love, love. Lisa St. Pierre snapped this awesome shot of the moon earlier this week.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Especially with the moon landing 50th anniversary last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man on there 50 it's, years ago.
Yeah, a little,
wow.
You see a little flag. Or something.
That's amazing. Yeah, beautiful full moon last week. All right. And Rachel sent us this photo of an overgrown bridge at Montezuma.
Cool.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Those scare me, though. Like, going over it, because you just
don't
know.
Do you know where that bridge is?
No.
It's out by Mays Point, isn't it? I didn't know it was overgrown.
Oh, it is?
Maybe it's a different bridge. I don't know.
Is that a walking bridge or a driving?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks untouched. It's beautiful.
Love it.
I love it.
We'll have to ask Rachel where it actually is located.
Well,
they have it blocked off now by those concrete blocks, but I'm
going to
take a drive out there if I get a chance.
Oh, I didn't even notice those.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Say hello to the fog in this photo by Travis J. Smith. This shot taken in Ontario County.
Cool.
Love that shot.
A little creepy. Mm-hmm. I know.
Stranger Things.
Yes.
Love
that.
Meanwhile, Stephanie J. Garling captured this awesome shot of a field in Ontario County.
Ooh.
That's beautiful, too.
Love it.
Summer. Travis J. Smith sent us this photo of a scenic view near the lake. The low-hanging clouds created a really dramatic shot.
Whoa.
Ooh. That's a little scary.
Yeah.
What is that? That's got to be the taken from the east side of Seneca Lake, right?
I wish I could agree with you, but I have no clue.
East side of Seneca.
That's what it looks like.
Good bearings
could
there.
Be.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell with the clouds obscuring the
other
the
side
landscape, but I believe that would be Seneca. It could be Cuba.
It's beautiful.
One of those lakes.
All right. How about this view? A different shot of the bluffs in Wayne County than we're used to receiving. This photo is taken by Joanne Gay.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that too.
Looking
first
up.
Yes.
Jinx.
Honey Oy Lake was looking serene in this shot by Beth Kersdorfer. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
Kersdorfer, you got it.
Okay.
That's a beautiful shot, too.
Yeah,
that's
a screensaver.
Yeah.
Sky, that color sky, so pretty.
Gets me every
reflecting
time.
On the water. Mm-hmm.
Which, this weekend was so hot, but if you waited till about 8 o'clock at night, you know, about that time this picture was taken, it was just calm and beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, it was, especially if you were lakeside.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, finally, last but not least, Ken Prindle shot this eagle taking a drink after a recent rain.
Ooh. What?
Oh, that is so
That's different
cool.
for an eagle pic, too. That's
it
awesome.
Is.
Where are you? How are you? Well, I know you probably zoomed in, but still, like, how are you that close to
an action shot
hanging out like that?
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
That is awesome.
I think I know my favorite.
This isn't going to be easy, but yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yes.
It was just really interesting. The clouds were moody and interesting. I love the one by Travis J. Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that was Seneca Lake, yeah, Jim said, or possibly Seneca. Cuga.
Yeah.
Mark, do you have a favorite? One?
I like the second, the lighthouse.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a good one too.
I like that one.
We all like to pick something different and make Jim be the tiebreaker of us three. So I'm going to go with that last shot of the eagle just because it's such an interesting.
Yes, it is.
I just want to be behind the camera and see how they captured that.
Yeah,
I do like
good
that
point.
Eagle shot, but, you know, I think that right off the bat I was agreeing with Mark here on this
Yeah,
shot
that is
from John
awesome.
Graham. Like, it's a different angle of that lighthouse. I bet you on the show we've seen...
Can't even imagine.
30 pictures of that lighthouse
I know.
So far in the past 12 months, and never one from this angle.
No.
Yeah, that's awesome. And
I
the
love
red
it.
Wheel just
I know.
It
we have it very patriotic with the red, white, and blue. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, John Gramlich, and thank you guys so much for sending in your photos.
Hey, that was fun. Thanks for
it was fun,
yeah.
right? It's hard, isn't it?
Well, yes.
But if you would like to share your local photos from across the region, click the link in the submit content section at the bottom right of our homepage here at FingerLakes1.com. Okay, let's take a look at our weekend weather. What do we have in the forecast, Jim, coming up?
It's a fantastic weekend. Last weekend
Perfect.
Was blistering. This weekend is going to be hot, but more comfortable. It's going to be a
Good.
Great way to close out July.
Perfect.
Beautiful midsummer weather. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 84, and then Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. Perfect
for cruising night.
Yes!
Let's keep that vibe.
Saturday, sunny, high near 86, and then overnight on Saturday, it'll get down to about 69, remaining mostly clear. Sunday, another warm day, mostly sunny, high near 86. And then, as we head back to work on Monday, temperatures are going to rise a little bit up to... 90.
Ooh, Monday, so it's going to get toasty again.
As always,
like
when
it.
Temperatures are warm yes. in the summer like this, there's a chance of a passing shower, but it would be brief and no washouts, no threats to any of your outdoor plans. It's going to be an excellent summer weekend at Finger Lakes.
Yay.
Good.
We like that.
If you like that kind of thing.
So. Glad you ordered that for us.
Yes, thank you.
He said it now, so it's got to come true.
He's got the power.
We're holding you to it.
Well, now we know what the weather looks like. What do we have for events? We know Cruising Night is going on. What else is going on, Sydney?
Of course. We picked just a few because, of course, it is the perfect summer weekend, so there's going to be a lot of summer events going on.
Yes.
The 2019 Lakefront Art Show will be held on the north shore of Canandaigua Lake at Kershaw Park on Saturday and Sunday. It's a free family event, and they're celebrating its 46th year of hosting fine art, music, and food.
Fun. I've never been to that.
Me neither, and it's been going on for a long time,
Kershaw.
It seems like.
Yeah.
The 41st Annual Antique and Classic Boat Show is happening Friday through Sunday at Cliff Park in Skinny Atlas.
It's always a popular one.
Seems to be if it's going on for that long.
Right.
And if classic cars are more your style, check out the inaugural Finger Lakes Car Show on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Finger Lakes Racino and Gaming Facility. So you could have car shows pretty much start Friday
right.
in Geneva.
Right, cars and boats.
Will
yeah.
go from Friday night to over to Farmington
oh,
for
yeah.
Saturday show. I
yeah,
imagine.
That would
right.
make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
There are those.
Especially
yeah.
people that are traveling.
Mm-hmm. Enthusiasts that
yeah,
really
right.
look forward to doing that.
Yeah, from Kansas. They better
well, if you
have
got a nice car,
them.
You want to show it.
Yeah.
That's
I'll,
true.
I have some people in my family that have all the classic cars
mm-hmm.
that are all about
Very
it.
Very proud.
Mm-hmm. The Finger Lakes Cheese Festival will take place on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Sunset View Creamery in Odessa. You can learn more about the Cheese Festival at flxcheese.com. That sounds like my kind
yes.
of party. I'm obsessed with all type of cheese.
Yes.
Also on Saturday, it's the Tour de Thompson, which is a scenic bicycle tour through the Bristol Hills. Your participation will help benefit the aftercare program at Thompson Health Rehabilitation Services. Registration begins at 7 a.m. and the riders can start anytime between 8 and 9 a.m.
Hmm.
So that'll get you'll get your ride out of the way before the heat.
Jeez, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And the 176th annual County Fair is running through Saturday in Canandaigua. You can check out OntarioCountyFair.org for the schedule and more information. That's crazy. And of course, it is Cruisin' Nights in Geneva on Friday. We have plenty more events at our community calendar on FingerLakes1.com.
176. Awesome.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what the fair was like 176 years ago?
I would have loved to have seen it.
Just everybody probably went because it was one of the only things in town.
It was probably way cooler.
We didn't have
cruising
night back then.
No, no cruising night.
But pretty soon we'll get up there.
Cruising carriages, maybe the carriages.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh.
Horse show.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, that is amazing. So 176, that goes back to.
That's wild.
1840-something?
I'm just picturing the clothes and like...
I know! I want to see a picture. Pants. They must have a picture somewhere.
Yeah, that would be a smart
cool.
for them.
But. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Lots going on this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's going on in sports, Jim?
Sports weekend. The Auburn Double Days return home from Williamsport to take on the Mahoning Valley Scrappers for a three-game series at Falcon Park Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. each night. The Yankees are in Boston Friday night at 7:10, Saturday at 4:05, Sunday at 7:08. The Mets host the Pirates Friday at 7:20, Saturday at 7:10, and Sunday afternoon at 1:10. Boeheim's Army begins the basketball tournament play on Friday. Its first game's at 7 o'clock. It's a matchup against the We Are D3 team. And the games will be played at Onondaga Community College's SRC Arena, televised on ESPN2. If you don't know the basketball tournament, it's just an open summer tournament with a $2 million first prize. And
Boeheim's
Army team is filled with former Syracuse players.
You know. Oh, my goodness.
If they win, they'll play at noon on Saturday. And if they win on Saturday, that puts them into a Sunday 2 o'clock game for the right to advance to the Chicago quarterfinals. Golf, WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational at TP Southwind in Memphis is kicking off Thursday and Friday. Coverage on Golf Channel from 2 to 7. The weekend coverage on CBS from 2 to 6 p.m. And Buffalo Bills training camp is underway at St. John Fisher.
It's happening.
By next week, I think next week's show will be on the 31st, so then it's August. I mean, you're pretty much a month away from football and all that. So
gosh, it seems like yesterday we were
waning a little bit. Yeah,
talking about their
don't say that already.
I know. Don't say it.
I got a bunch of other deals here too that I just want to share with people.
Okay.
Coach's Diner in downtown Waterloo now has subs. You can upgrade any specialty burger to a sub for only $1 delivery or takeout. Play golf at Seneca Falls Country Club this weekend after 2 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday. Pay just $20 for 18 holes in the cart. I mean, that's
nice.
A deal.
That's awesome.
Right there after 2 p.m. Hard cider fans, if you like to drink hard cider out there on the boats or in the anywhere.
Yes.
In the summer.
DA
Liquors in Seneca Falls has 1911 established brand cider for just $10.99 for a 4-pack. Chichino's Geneva location is offering some outrageous topped off Bloody Marys on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 2 p.m.
Mm.
CB Designs in downtown Seneca Falls has a collection of neat new tabletop items to take your next picnic or dinner party to the next level. And when the weekend's over, you can rejuvenate with a paraffin wax treatment from Ryan Chiropractic and Wellness Center, located inside the Bonnet Building on Routes 5 and 20 in Seneca Falls.
I love paraffin.
They also have ball yoga going on specials right now, and I can just imagine how funny that would be trying to do ball yoga. Yeah, like you're on one of those big workout balls, and then you're doing yoga. I don't know, but I could picture myself rolling backwards or forwards multiple times.
I think it was a couple months ago you committed to doing yoga for one of our guests.
Auburn.
Auburn!
I haven't got there yet. It's until October. I have a lot of time.
She's got
time. I committed to someone in Geneva, too, just a few weeks ago to do that in front of the lake.
You're making a lot of commitments.
Well, I got time to get there. So
that's right.
I'm going to do it, and then I'll have my yoga picture for you guys.
Yeah, we want pictures.
Yeah.
So back to cruising night. Somebody shows up. They drive into Geneva, whether it's from the west or north, southeast. What do they do?
They come down on the corner of Exchange and Seneca Street, and that's our office, 1 Franklin Square. Just next to that, on Exchange, we're going to have a sign up there, so they could come, register, sign up, and we'll get them parked.
And what about just you just want to come to Geneva? Like you don't want to register?
Just walk around?
Yeah, just come on down. There's no entrance fee. That's one of the really attractive things. You can come on down and walk around, or you could, buy food and drink and souvenirs.
And such an array of food.
True.
From Italian to
Mexican.
Yeah, and we have oxtail. Jamaican oxtail with the jerk flavor.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, try that out.
Too bad you didn't bring that, so we could have tried it.
Yeah, a couple quick things I would like to mention. So, our kids' corner, we're isolating over next to City Hall on Castle Street. And they're going to have, of course, the bounce house. And we're going to have cabbage bowling.
Cabbage?
That's
as
awesome.
In cabbage.
Yeah, we're going to have cabbage bowling. And I got to see that. I haven't seen
that. That'd be hilarious.
Real bowling pins, but a cabbage is
real bowling pins, but with cabbage.
Oh, how fun.
So, we're going to see that. And we'll promote the following week, I guess, is the Sauerkraut Festival. So we're getting them all warmed up, actually, for that.
Yes.
And I want to also mention we're going to attempt to recycle food waste, organic waste, and separate it this year. We're working with Zero Waste to promote that. We hope it goes well, but it'd be the beginning of a nice effort, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Awesome. Wonderful.
And volunteers, we need you. But on our website, GenevaNYBid.com. Check it out anyways, and look forward to you coming down Friday night.
Okay.
I had two dinners in Geneva in the past week.
You did?
Yep.
Of course
you've
he did.
You've been in Geneva twice?
Well, last
you're in Geneva more than I am.
Yeah.
last night, I went to the Thai restaurant in, Thai Elephant?
The Elephant.
Yeah.
That's in our building, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. I've eaten, this is the third time I've eaten there now. I love it. Yeah.
You do?
They're going to actually be out front, so if you want Thai food, you don't even have to go around the back.
There
it's
going
to be right
Jim.
In the front.
Excellent Thai
what
food.
Did you get?
Last
I don't know what I ordered.
I got drunken noodles with pork drunken noodles. The last time I got the red curry. I've gone, whoever I've been with, everything's been excellent.
Oh, good.
And then Saturday night, I think this is outside the improvement district, but we went to Kindred Fair. I haven't been there in a while, and that was excellent.
Good. Did you sit outside or inside?
Inside, because it was like 107
degrees. Oh, that was Saturday? Yeah, it was very hot Saturday.
But, and it was packed. Like, it was packed.
That's
we
so
actually
good.
Had a party of 8, and so we got our reservations pretty late because it was a last-minute thing. So I think we showed up at 8:30 with the reservations, and it was packed. Every table
still.
Was full.
Wow, that's great.
Even when we left, there was still a lot of people there.
I haven't been there in a while. I forget about Kindred Fair. It's so good, though.
Well, it's kind of hidden up there off of 5 and 20, but yeah, excellent. So many great restaurants in Geneva and everywhere. Matter of fact, we're looking to go someplace. It's not in Geneva next week, but I'm going to wait to find out if we go, and if we do, I'll report on it next week's show.
Oh, boy.
But it's a new place.
Okay.
I think I have an idea. Wait, you said it's not in Geneva?
No.
Oh, darn. Because we just talked about
Himrod.
A place that we need to go in. Oh, jeez. Quite the
outside of
travel.
Dundee, between Dundee.
I might know what you're talking about.
Black Rock, Himrod.
Are you going to tell us anyways?
Another reason I'm telling you is I can't remember the name.
Plum Point?
Yes, that's
okay.
The one.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if you're going to, if I can say it, I'll say it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to Plum Point, but
good.
We're not sure yet.
I had to let you know, one of my favorite things that I see every year for the cruising nights is someone always gets an awesome picture, either with a drone or something, of everybody in the streets, and it's just so packed, and it's just that, it just looks awesome.
By the way, on our Facebook, we have a picture, a video, Stephen Cole did it, Shane Cole, I'm sorry, Shane, it's a couple minutes, if you get a chance, on our Facebook, it's outstanding.
Is that from last year?
Yes, it is.
I feel like I did see that. Yeah.
Yes.
And it has, and he's, you said he had drone footage of?
This isn't so much drone, but it's really action, and it's quite nice.
I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah, I just think it looks so awesome.
Our website is drone.
Awesome.
Very
cool. Yep. Wonderful. Well, I'll probably be out there
Friday
at some
night.
Point.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Good to be with you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Now, right?
Yeah, I can imagine.
After 20 years.
I know. That's awesome. Congratulations on that. And thank you for joining us.
Oh, so thank you for asking me. A pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that wraps it up for us today. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy the show. If you do, share with your friends. Click like, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we hope that you join us next week. Until then, have a wonderful weekend here in the Finger Lakes.